Rolling in Yud Adar, and we're going to go from Siman Ayin Beis Halacha He to Halacha Yud. So we're discussing the Kedusha of Shabbos, and the Kitzur reminds us of something amazing that we see in Chazal. It's a mitzvah on every person to participate, even if they have mishalsim, they have servants, they have cleaning ladies, to do something lekavod Shabbos with their own self, meaning with their own body, in order to honor Shabbos. We find tzaddikim, meaning amoi roim, in the time of Chazal, of Chizda used to cut the vegetables dak dak, which means very very sharp and very very fine. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef used to chop the wood. The Bezer used to light the fire. Nachman used to fix the house. The idea is to take a broom, to fix the candles, to tighten up, straighten up, do something in order to honor the Shabbos, and it obviously has a tremendous effect. Not only is it a kiyum of kavod Shabbos, you're honoring the Shabbos by doing things before Shabbos, but also Chazal say that there are times where you don't have to worry about your honor, rather the honor of Shabbos comes first. Furthermore, the Arizal and Tzaddikim say that when a person sweats in order, in honor of Shabbos, it takes away, it's a tremendous kapara for avoinus, for sins. Something that usually tears are required, sweat, for kavod Shabbos, takes away for avoinus. So certainly something to invest in. Number two, the minhag is to bake bread. Now here's a very interesting thing. The Kitzur says, certainly in a place where there's a leniency, we discuss this, that there's a leniency to buy what's called paspalta, which means bread from the bakers, the non-Jewish bakers. There's a leniency in certain communities. Of course, it's best to have what's called Bas Yisrael. Certainly not to get Pas Akum, which means from an individual non-Jew. But even if a person has this leniency, when it comes to Shabbos, one should make sure to have Pas Yisrael, something that was baked by a Jew. And furthermore, a person should try to make sure that they are the ones that are baking the bread and not buying it from a baker, that means even a Jewish baker. Now, on this already, the Achorim say, if it's difficult, if it's because of Shalom Bayis, it's going to be a tremendous strain on the wife. So the husband requiring that and putting that pressure is definitely not the right thing to do. But if it's possible, it's an incredible thing and very, very special for a woman to do the what's called the baking of the challah, so specifically so she could be mafresh challah. Today you have groups that do a freshos challah. Preferable actually to be done on Friday, but if not, to do it before Shabbos, Thursday, etc. And the reason the Kabbalistic or mystical reason, which is what the Kitzur quotes, is the idea that a woman, Adam Arishan, basically was born on Erev Shabbos. He was called Chalasa Shelaydim. He was called the bread, the separation, because from the entire world, it was elevated. His status is elevated, like the challah that separated and elevated to a higher status. And when his wife, meaning Chava, caused him to sin, she, so to speak, caused the loss of Adam Arishon to some degree, because now there was death in the world. And therefore, this is an opportunity to fix it. So there's obviously tremendous power in a freshos challah, especially when it's being done on Friday. And probably this is also the reason why there's such an incredible potential of fixing of tshuva, that's where Shabbos is oisius tashoiv, and also a possibility, much more of a possibility, getting entangled in fights. That's where you find that fights occur easily on Friday before Shabbos. So that's something a person has to watch out for, that the Chida already speaks about. Kitz also says an interesting thing, which you don't find so commonly done. The Kav Chaim says it's not the minig, but he writes that you should bake three challahs. And the largest one should be actually for Shabbos Kodesh, meaning Shabbos daytime, the meal of daytime, because that is where you're supposed to have the most fanciest of meals. It's called Kavod Shabbos is Adif. That means Kavod Yom is Adif than Kavod Laila. Then the middle size should be for Friday night, and then the smallest should be for Shabbos Shittis. There's another minute that people have, they do 12 breads like that Rizal. And I think the most common is what they do, people that do two challahs, but they twist it, so you have each one six twistings, so it's like 12, similar to Arizal. Now, the Kitzur continues that a person should prepare good food, delicious food. And part of this is not just for it to be delicious, it actually honors, when you have a special meal, it's in honor of Shabbos. A lot of the idea of having a meal on Shabbos is not even so much for the eating, it's the honoring of Shabbos. The Kitzur says that when a person's, Chazal say, when a person Erev Shabbos should wait as if a guest, a very chashuv guest, is about to arrive. So we prepare that, and that's what Chazal said, you should have everything ready before Shabbos. The two angels that escort a person So they give a bracha if everything's good, etc. Now, when it comes to, so there's no specific food technically, it's what people really subjectively like. However, the kitza says, generally speaking, you prepare for something that you would prepare for chashav a guest, and therefore meat, fish. Now, there's a big inyan to have fish in every meal. That's already brought down, I think, in the Taz and other achronim. But that's only, as the kitza says, if it's something that doesn't make a person is not disgusted by it, doesn't harm him. Even meat that the kitza mentions, that's only people who enjoy meat. But there's no obligation to have meat. Chicken is totally fine. Also, and the point is because Shabbos was given for pleasure, not for tzah. Let's say there's a whole discussion about dieting, etc. A person should not eat something that's really going to pain him, that's for sure. Now, sharpening the knife. Interesting, Kabbalistically, there's also a big inyan about a very smooth knife, but it's also very practical. That part of Kavod Shabbos is to make sure you have a good knife that's going to be able to cut through the challah, etc. A person, like we said, should fix the house, should make the beds, put a tablecloth on the Shabbos table, and really the inyan is to put white tablecloths on all the tables in the house that a person's going to eat. There are some that even do it on different couches, etc. It's all in honor of Shabbos. There's a minhag to actually put two tablecloths. The simple reason for that is because you want the table to always be covered with a white cloth, and when you take it out the top one, in order to shake off the crumbs, you're going to leave the table uncovered for a little bit. That's why today, if you use plastic, it shouldn't be a problem. And as I mentioned before, the kids said the person should anticipate Shabbos as if at a very, let's imagine the Gadol Dor is coming to you for Shabbos. Imagine how meticulous we would be in preparing for this tzaddik to come into our house for Shabbos. In some places, the kids have mentioned the minhag of having what's called pashtida or mulyasa. It's so interesting that the food industry, I'm talking about the religious one, for Shabbos has never caught on to this and never created any pashtida or mulyasa. Instead, the Hasidim claim, again, it was seemingly some real sources that kugel represents a pashtida because it has a covering on top and on below, which is the idea of the mulyasa. But really, the mulyasa was dough on top and dough on the bottom and meat inside, and it was a zecher to the man that was covered from top and bottom. And then the kitzur says something very important. Yeshlitam, you're supposed to taste the foods of Shabbos to make sure that they taste good. So as you know, this is chas v'shalom and no critique. We always have a mitzvah to be melamed tzchus. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara chaps and grabs away an incredible opportunity. Tomei is an amazing opportunity. The Arizal speaks a lot about it. It has tremendous effects. But Tomei means to taste. What became from Tomei, that now when you have hotels or any even stam, you have a get together Friday afternoon and they make these lavish meals, that at best, the limud tzchus that I could tell, that I think we could say, is the idea that people don't want to go in famished. But at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah to hold back from eating even a regular standard meal that you have during the week, not to have it after around Mincha Ketan, which we'll discuss in a moment. And certainly, therefore, it's a mitzvah to avoid and not have these type of lavish meals. Rather, make sure that either it's part of the cooked items that are going to be served, and therefore you're just tasting a little bit, or if someone really is worried that people are going to be famished, so you have a tray of non-Shabbos food. That's what I think would be the more appropriate thing to do. But to use Shabbos food, delicious Shabbos food, I think is really against halacha. Okay, the kitza goes on to describe what happens if a person's poor. And this is a complicated halacha. If a person is poor, he should do whatever he can to save up money so he should be able to honor the Shabbos. And if he doesn't have money, he could even borrow and use collateral. On this, Chazal say, Ben Bonai, my children, levu alai v'ani poreh. So to speak, Shem says, you borrow, I'm going to pay. And even though a person has a set amount of money that was decided in Rosh Hashanah, but that does not include Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the Poskim say that it does include other types of mitzvahs that a person spends money on. If Moisif, the more you add, the more Hashem is going to give you. But if a person is really going to be pressed, either because he has no way of paying back the loan, so just to borrow without any really plan and not telling the person is really, according to the most Poskim, not the right thing to do. Rather, a person in such a case should have peanut butter jelly sandwiches. I say Shabbos Rechov, this is the most minimum instead of bar. Now, even when we speak about barring, it's only really the basic foods that one needs for Shabbos Kodesh. There's an amazing tool that asked his father, the Rosh, what should I do? I'm poor. Should I borrow? His father didn't give him a clear answer, the tool says. It's one of the very strangest responses, but the explanation they say beautifully, if you look in the Pisgah Tshuva, is no, that's exactly why. Because when it comes to this halacha, it's based on your bitachon. And therefore, you can't give one blanket statement of how to deal with such a situation. And lastly, we're speaking now about doing malacha Erev Shabbos. So part of Kavod Shabbos is, and halachically, is not to be involved in what's called the malachas keva, something set. You sit down and you start sewing a suit, and it's not for Shabbos Kodesh. So that's from Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is around, let's say, 3:30, let's say, Bezman Hazeh. It's a ninth hour. Mincha Ketana is a nine and a half hours into the day. Now, if it's a Derech Ara, it's a small little casual fixing, one's permitted to do so. If you're doing someone else's clothing, you can't charge for that. Someone that's poor and needs money for Shabbos certainly isn't allowed all day, just like Chol HaMoed. To take a haircut, you're permitted to do, even if it's an expert type of haircut, even if it's getting paid. Why is that? Because the haircut is recognizable that it's being done for Shabbos. Nevertheless, Api Kabbalah, you should know that after Chatzos, people are makbid not to do because it's what's called dinim. But the ma'ase, Api Halacha, one is permitted to do so. And one, of course, should be careful to shut the store as early as possible before Shabbos Kodesh. There are tzaddikim that are ready from Chatzos, certainly from Mincha Gdela, they try to not do any malacha. It's an amazing and auspicious. A lot of people today in the business world, they accepted not to do any business after Chatzos. It's an incredible way to honor Shabbos. And lastly, the ninth hour, Mitesha Shazmanius, that means the beginning of the ninth hour. So it's really that the beginning of the tenth hour. So from then on was a mitzvah, like we mentioned before, to not eat a set meal. And that means even something that you're used to eating, like a regular lunch, pizza, I don't know, something you really have during the week, that lunch should be really skipped. It should be like a minimal type of snack. So this way a person comes into Shabbos with an appetite. So again, a person should not come in starving, but to have like unusual meals is against halacha. And if a person is having an unusual meal, that's only permitted if it's something that's specific to the day, like Pidyon HaBen, Mila. So it's timely. But otherwise, one should not have such a meal. And even then, that meal should be as early as possible. So clearly, based on this, how can someone make an unusual meal that they wouldn't have during the week, what they call Tamea, when it seems to be clear against Halacha? And again, try to be Melamed Tzchus. So Chas V'Shalom, we're not trying to say people are doing wrong. But at the same time, sometimes people just don't realize. And that's why we learn halacha, because this way you get a mitzvah, not only by the fact that you're actually going to make your Shabbos meal better, you're going to enjoy your Shabbos meal more, your spouse probably won't be disappointed and upset, and lastly, that you're being mekayim the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Have a beautiful day.